This is a Mater Radio Network and MaterCast presentation. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Season 3, Episode 2 of the MaterCast. We're actually calling the show the NatureCast because we're going to deal with naturistic medications and things like that that will help you in your daily life. I'm Jerry Mater, and I'm all set to begin this show. Please be advised this show may have adult content, so listener discretion is strongly advised. And let's get it on, baby. This show is copyright 2020 to 2055. All rights have been reserved. None of this broadcast can be transmitted, or rather retransmitted, recopied, or reused for commercial purposes, and none of its music can be stripped from it without written consent of the publisher. Those things are strictly prohibited and will be subject to copyright violation laws if we find out you've done so. This show was created by me, Jerry Mater, and heard all around the world on great platforms wherever you can listen to a podcast. You can find us. We want to thank you for tuning in, and here we go with the show. Woo! Yeah! Welcome in, everybody. I hope you all have had a great week. I'm Jerry Mater, and this is the NatureCast show, so we can't talk about other bullshit. We can't do that. All right. So, we want to give you a little introduction about what this show is going to be about. We have put together a little show that deals with naturistic medications. You know, like peppermint, etc. And not just marijuana, because marijuana is a good naturistic medication. But it, you know, there's other medications besides that that you can vape or smoke. And I myself also include tobacco in there. Because, yes, tobacco is bad to smoke it. I wouldn't recommend you smoke it. Vaping it is a little bit different because vaping it doesn't cause the tobacco to have carcinogens in it. Fuck, I can't even say that word. Oh, man. I'm bad at that shit. You know, I get a word and I want to say it. And what the fuck? So that, they don't make it poisonous, I guess. It's good for your brain. They've done studies that say that tobacco is actually good for your brain. It's the way you ingest the tobacco. Tobacco is also good for patching up wounds. So like if you have a shotgun bullet wound or someone decides to, you know, shoot you in the eye with a dart gun. Like my little nephew who's been running around here playing with dart guns. You can pack it with this tobacco and it will go, the blood will stop. It'll make the, it'll staunch the blood flow. All right. I never tried it yet for teeth filling. Anybody tried that before? Put it in your tooth for filling? Pack it in there real good, you know? And just leave it in there. And then, you know, Put some super glue on it so it doesn't come out anymore. I'm sure my buddy Joe would be really interested in hearing about that because he's a dentist, you know. And so it's like, I should call him up and say, "Hey Joe, I got a new technique. I just found some tobacco, and all I got is put it in there, and the pain's gone. My fucking tooth's been filled, and I got no issues anymore." No. Anyway, tobacco is an interesting character. That's what we're going to talk about today. Tobacco. Tobacco is The reason they recommend you don't smoke it is because any time you burn an herb, whether it be weed or tobacco or peppermint or catnip, yes, I said catnip, don't look at me stupid, I'll explain that in a minute, don't even try. Anyway, anytime you vape any kind of herb, it does something to the herb and makes the herb a different property. So if you vaporize it, it doesn't do this. But anytime you try to burn it, it'll make it have poisonous carcinogens. It's the plant's way of defending itself, you know? Like the plant just suddenly springs up and says, "The fuck you will burn me, motherfucker. I'll kill you." Anyway, so the best thing to do is get a vaporizer. I would suggest you get the vaporizer that we promote here. It's by a company called Pathfinder. There's also another vaporizer, and I'm trying to think what the fuck it's called. I have one. Man. I can't remember. I think it's a DaVinci 2. Anyway, you can get any kind of, you can get all kinds of different vaporizers, and you can get them, oh no, it's the Titan, I'm sorry, it's the Titan 2, the Titan 2 vaporizer. And the Titan 2 vaporizer, what's cool about that one is you can set the temperatures on it. Some vaporizers, you can't set the temperatures on it. And if you don't get one where you can't use just anything in it. You have to use whatever it's made to do. So like, if I want to smoke cannabis in here, I can turn the vapor up to about 256, which is, or no, I'm sorry, 356. It goes up to 428, by the way. No, I'm not kidding. It really does. And if you get the vaporizer set to 356, that's your pain. That's where it brings out the CBD and the anything lower than that will just get you high. Like, if you go to, you got to start vaping it at 315. Because if you go any lower than that, it won't vape. It won't do shit. It'll sit there until you do it. So you got to put it on 315 or higher. I recommend 356 because that's where in between 356 and 364 is good temperatures for it. If you want to go 392, it's okay. And some weed, you can get away with that. But be aware that if the more you go up on the vaporizing scale, the higher that your temperature is going to be. So be really careful. I mean, the higher that the potency will be. Because when you vaporize something, you're basically cooking it from the inside out. So basically, it's baking your whatever you're doing. Catnip is a good example of this, because catnip in humans causes a melodic effect. It causes you to be very mellow and cool, you know. It doesn't make you hyper like it does cats. And a lot of people in the third world will drink this stuff as a tea, but I suggest vaping it because it tastes better. And when you vape it, you're going to want to put a little probably like some lavender in it or something that has a good taste to it. I like lavender. Lavender is awesome. You can really it tastes amazing. Lavender is a very strong taste. It's very strong, pungent, strong. And it also has like a relaxing effect too. Lavender is good for people that have PTSD and stuff like that because it will calm you down. Weed does that too, but weed, you know, there are different strands of weed, and anything can be a weed. Any herb that you don't like can be called weed. So if it's a weed is a plant that you don't want. Believe it or not, that's what a weed is. A weed is a plant that you don't want to do. So don't call it a weed, because it's not a weed, because weed is a plant you would normally pick out of your garden and throw away, because you don't want them in your garden, because they're over covering up all the rest of your stuff. So I still call it weed, you know, because it's what we call it, you know. Hey man, you got some weed? Anyway, yeah, but you can pretty much smoke or vape any herb, and this also includes a plant that many people won't touch because it's pretty poisonous. It's called morning glory, and morning glory is something I don't recommend anybody mess with. It's a great flower to look at, but if you try to vape it, you're going to get real sick. So don't do that. That's a bad idea. All right. And there's all different kinds of herbs out there, and they do different things. We're going to go over that in just a moment. I'm going to pull up a guide that I have that I will be sharing with you on the podcast where you can go get it. It's a neat little guide, and we're going to go look at it right now, matter of fact. And I'm going to pull it up. This is a vaporizer guide. And here it is. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and look at this one. Let's see, we're going to hit reload. Uh-oh, it looks like they don't... Oh, no, they took it down. Anyway, I'll tell you some of the ones that I've learned on there that you can use. There is the one called... Well, the main ones that I'm going to give you today are good for... I tried to look up the thing that I had, but it doesn't, they're not there anymore, so I have to just kind of give you the basics of it, because the fuckers took it down, you know, which is bullshit. Every fucking time. So the first herb that we're going to look at today is one of my favorites. It's marijuana. Or it's actually called cannabis. Remember, it's not called marijuana. Marijuana was a stupid name that they gave it when they wanted to decriminalize it because people were smoking it and getting high and being stupid. But this one is very potent. Hang on, let me get a drink. That wasn't supposed to happen. It just went up my nose. All right. Green tea sucks when it goes up your nose. Hang on. All right. So, vaping marijuana. The biggest thing you can do if you really want to get the best out of your marijuana is to vape it. Don't smoke it. Vape it. You'll get more. It'll last longer. Matter of fact, I'm going to vape some right now. Speaking of that. Where is my vaporizer? Yeah, right here is my Titan 2. And I'm going to press the button 5 times. That's my button that turns it on. You press it 5 times on this vaporizer. You hold the button down for about 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, let go. Now it turns on. And today's strain that I have is strawberry banana. And it has a very sweet taste to it. It's not... It's not punchy at all. It is pretty strong, but it's not as punchy as some of the other ones I've tried. Would I recommend it? Hell yeah, I'd recommend it. Why not? But the thing is, with the vaporizer, you get more flavor. Okay? If you want flavor, you definitely want a vaporizer, because the vaporizer takes the, it makes it taste better. Now, some people like to smoke their weed, and so they're used to the harsh bite that you get when you do. You can get the same bite whenever you use these, except you get more flavor with your bite instead of that harsh bite at the back of your throat when you're trying to smoke. You will get more flavor, so you'll be able to hold it in longer. Well, making sure my temperature's right. Okay. The herbs that you can mix with marijuana or cannabis are peppermint or spearmint. If you have a cold, you know, like if you got a bad cold, I keep wanting to put my phone by my face because I keep forgetting how loud this microphone is. So I'm sorry if you're hearing my breath. Anyway, if you have a cold or something, you know, like maybe you got a cold and it's really bothering you bad, then you can put some thyme in there. Yeah, I said thyme, T-Y-M-E, T-H-Y-M-E, sorry. But thyme is good for your colds. But if you put it with marijuana, it's good. It'll give you a small euphoric buzz. But it'll be maximized by the cannabis stuff. But when you put in a vaporizer, if you're going to use a vaporizer, you have to be aware that you have to know how much you need to pack in there. And you don't put a lot in it because you don't need to. These vaporizers can only handle so much, and if you overpack it, you aren't going to get a very good flavor out of it because it ain't going to burn. And on top of that, you end up wasting all your weed. So don't do that. Don't do that, and don't be stupid. Okay? Okay. But let's vape some weed right now. I'm going to vape some and test this out, see how good this vaporizer is. This is my Titan 2. Oh, shit. This is this is pretty good. This is already vaped bud, and it still tastes as good. So I recommend, you know, if it's already vaped and you want to vape some more of it, just do it. It won't hurt you. And it might taste a little bit stale, which it does, but it doesn't taste too bad with this one. But also, be aware that every time you turn the temperature up on this motherfucker, it kills your bud so bad that you end up having to dump it out the next day because you've just wasted weed because it burns it all the way through. Anyway, I had to take a puff on my vaporizer. But the thing about the marijuana in a vaporizer versus marijuana in a joint is that it takes one whole joint to fill a vaporizer, right? So, but you get more out of that joint than you would if you were to burn it. Because as you're burning it down. It's burning into ash. If you use it with a vaporizer, it doesn't burn it down that fast. So you still have some more left over for whenever you want to smoke later on. Or if you feel like being nice and sharing with your friends, and they don't hog it all. Cool. Yeah. It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Don't be a bozo.
Yeah, don't be a bozo. Puff, puff, pass, motherfucker. Oh. Anyway. So you got, the thing about some vaporizers, they make one called the Pathfinder. I have chocolate-flavored tobacco in my vaporizer down. Oh, it's on the wall. Anyway, I have chocolate vaporizer. Yeah, I'm sitting on my bed doing this podcast. That's what's nice about having a fucking podcast. I don't have to be in a studio anymore. I can sit here naked and you wouldn't even know it. That's right, ladies. Picture me naked as a fucking jaybird sitting here talking to you. That's a good idea. Yep. And the mosquito guy just went by the fucking house. Hey, you prick. Why are you spraying for mosquitoes this fucking early in the morning? It's not even time for them to be out yet. And now we've got my favorite kitty cat, Pearlie, just jumped up here on the bed, and she says hi to everybody here in Radio Land. And she's relaxed and taking it easy because she just had her own cannabis right there. She can't vape it, so she has to eat it, but she still likes it. So there you go. Now, let's talk a little bit about catnip since the cat's up here right now and just reminded me about catnip and how you can vaporize it. Catnip has to be vaporized at the temperature 302. You can vaporize it that way by, you know, because each one has to be vaporized at a certain degree. I don't know why it is they took that particular guide down, and if I can trace it back down, I will let you have the guide. But they've removed the guide from it, so I have to remove it from my thing. But I'm sure I can find another guide somewhere that tells us what you can and cannot vape in a vaporizer. The things you don't vaporize in a vaporizer is anything that's not an herb. If it's an herb, then you can vaporize it. If it ain't, fucking don't do it. It'll taste like shit and you won't like it. Right? Good enough. These are some of my favorites that I vaporize. And people say, well, you're just stupid because you vaporize all this other crap and all we want to vaporize is weed. Well, maybe if you tried it once in a while, you might like it. Here's some of the things you can do. You can vaporize peppermint, which is at 336. Okay. That's peppermint. And you can vaporize... really, anything you vaporize... You can vaporize around, well, depending on what the herb is. Like, for example, if you're going to vaporize things like thyme, thyme is one that you don't want to do this to. Catnip is one. Cloves are one. Yes, you can vaporize cloves, like you put in your ham. You can vaporize that for pain. You can vaporize peppermint for pain. It also helps with sore throats. You can vaporize spearmint. That's good for headaches, migraines and stuff like that. Lavender, you got to vaporize at 257 to 303. But, you know, different ones have different things. And it's so hard because now that list is gone, so I can't give you the exact amount of what each one is. I was going to do that, but then I couldn't find the list. When I tried to go in there, it said 404 not found. So that kind of sucks. Anyway, but that's... another good one is you can vape something called colon nut, and that I don't know where you buy it. I know St. John's wort is another one. It sounds just wrong, doesn't it? Man, I'm going to have me some St. John's wort today. The wort right off St. John's balls. No, it's actually a plant, but it's called St. John's wort. That's good for things like that is good for things like depression and stuff like that. You're supposed to vaporize that, and it'll help with that. But you can also vaporize lavender, and it'll do the same thing almost. I like lavender myself. It's just so damn strong that when you take your first couple hits off it, about knocks you on your ass. It just does. It's bad for you. Well, it's not bad for you, but it tastes kind of like shit until it starts to settle down, because you get the full brunt of it for about 5 or 6 times that you vape it. And then after a little while, it'll calm down and you can vape it all day long. But the first time I ever tried that, I toked on it like you would a joint, and I went, oh, fuck. Because it was strong. I mean, it about put me on my ass hard. And I'm just like, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just... But the cool part about having a vaporizer is you can try different things. And I like trying out different things. I smoke tobacco, but I don't smoke it. I vape it. And I'm not even addicted to it. Because you don't. Nicotine doesn't make you addicted. They lied to you. What makes you addicted is some of the bullshit carcinogens that you can find in cigarettes. Nicotine is what helps your brain focus, and it get, you know, it's a stress reliever. It doesn't cause you sickness or anything. You can't get lung cancer if you do it. If you vaporize weed. What the fuck am I doing today? Oh my God, I just screwed that. Anyway, no, what I was trying to say is if you vaporize tobacco, it ain't so bad as if you're smoking it. Because when you smoke any kind of herb, like I said before, or as Mark likes to say, once again, Mark Jimeno. Anyway, you know, once again, if you vaporize if you smoke, you know, by lighting it on fire, the herb, it doesn't matter what kind of herb it is, it causes a toxic chemical reaction. If you vaporize it, it doesn't cause a toxic chemical reaction, and you can smoke it for longer times, which means you won't be running through fucking tobacco left and right. And who doesn't want to save money? Yeah. Who does not want to save money? Money's good. And nobody, especially this day and age, wants to spend a lot of money because of the COVID. Yeah. I learned a new... I want to give my props to my buddy, Johnny Burke. That's Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y. Well, I'm not going to spell you his last name. You can figure that out on your own. I don't have the time. Besides, it takes too long. Anyway, you can catch him in the morning if you have a Lady A. You know who I'm talking about. The round hockey puck thing made by Amazon. I can't say it because I'm in the same room as her and she'll come on. But that lady, and there's so many other ones, and you can listen to it using the, they have skills for it. Just tell it to play 103.9 The Fox on TuneIn, and she'll do it. And you get to hear one of the greatest morning shows in mid-Michigan that was ever created, ever. And yes, I'm stoned. But I know that it's okay to be stoned when you listen to The Fox, because that's what makes it sound good right there. take out your vaporizers, turn them on, toke a number while listening to some great classic rock. That's what you do. That should be the first thing you do in the morning. Then by about noon, you will be so stoked and so like feeling totally awesome that you will turn the volume up as loud as it goes. And of course, that's when Roy Moore comes in with a whole lot of lunch, baby. Then after him, it's Jeremy Fennick, and he has the Punch Out Party and the 420 contest. And then you go to sleep at night. Well, I guess you could say, you know, you wake up to Johnny Burke in the morning. You go to sleep to Andre Peters, man, I'm telling you, they got some great hosts over there, so we're going to give them another round of applause. There, guys, I plugged your radio station, okay? Okay, done, deal. Now I don't got to worry about it plugging it later on. I suggest you go to the Vape Vet Store. It's VAPEVETSTORE. Look it up online like I did. Stop being a chicken shit. Look it up online. Find yourself a nice vaporizer and get into this. That's what this podcast is going to be about. This is called the Nature Cast. And it's time for us to end the show today. But I'd like to thank every single one of you for tuning in. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. And if you want to leave me a comment or something, or you want to know about something, anything on either show, you can send me a message. It's the, T-H-E, Mader, M-A-D-E-R, cast, C-A-S-T, at iCloud.com. And you can contact me there and ask me any questions you want. And if I know the answer and you're not a dickhead, I might respond. All right, that'll do it for this show. You guys take care now, and we'll see you again on another edition of the Nature Cast. For those of you who like the Mader Cast, check out next Tuesday. We'll have lots of great content for you. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be seeing you later. Goodbye, everybody.